Life is dangerous, and sometimes it is better to be safe than sorry. There's no need to take foolish and unnecessary risk, particularly when the stakes are high. But we can't completely eliminate all risk either. It takes much courage to accept the reasonable risk of life, learning to live life to the full. For example, it's foolish to drive out into traffic without first looking and following the rules of the road. But there's still risk even when we do this perfectly. There are many road hazards that we can't predict, time, or control. We simply accept these risks as part of being on the road. And generally speaking, this doesn't cause us to stop driving. We just seek to mitigate the dangers as best we can. And this is true throughout our life and relationships. For instance, it's certainly good to make wise financial investments, but all investments still come with a risk. There's no guarantee we will get the return we desire even when we follow the advice perfectly. Likewise, it's good to do our due diligence before making a lifetime commitment in marriage, but this doesn't mean we won't still get hurt. In fact, it's pretty certain we will hurt each other from time to time. Disappointments and letdowns are a natural part of any relationship, and signing up for the relationship is accepting these risks that come with it. In the end, there's no part of life that's completely risk-free, and this is why we must live with a courageous faith in order to live life to the full. We're not putting our trust fully in God when fear calls us to play it safe, and playing the coward also robs us of our ability to make an impact for good. Take wisdom with you, but accept the many risks of your life and relationships. Your courage opens the door for a life of profound goodness and beauty for you and all those around.